Traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Yes, the holiday season is upon us, and that means, do you have your airline tickets to go to Grandma's house yet? I'm John Wardock. We'll talk to Rick Cini at faircompare.com. Are there any deals out there at this late date?
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news you need to know.
Joining us is Rick Cini. He is the head of faircompare.com. Rick, how are you doing?
Doing great today. Thanks for having me on.
What should we think about trying to grab a last-minute flight to Grandma's house? Can we do it at this point and not bust the budget?
Yeah, well, we know the holidays are really, it's not about great deals because it's just about better bad deals. And you mentioned a very important word there, last minute. It is very last minute being here, sort of the tail end of the first week in December. So you need to get out there, first of all, and start buying those tickets. Now, if you're looking for example, because the holidays fall on Friday this year, both Christmas and New Year's, the eves, that's your most expensive day to travel. So you want to bypass the eves, which would be the Thursday. So you want to leave on Tuesday, Wednesday, come back on Saturday around both of the holidays. If you are going to head south of Florida into the Caribbean somewhere, those ticket prices are jumping by about $20 to $30 each day. So you need to get out there and buy that ticket right away. If you're heading into South Florida or somewhere warm or anywhere in the country, there are some decent deals. Just got to make sure that at least half your trip is on that Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday. If you go on the other days, especially the eve, it's going to be more expensive. And if you can travel the day of the holiday, that's going to be your cheapest.
I'm assuming all major airlines are hitting us up with higher fares, correct?
Well, there's not that many of them anymore. Four of them control about 80% of all air traffic in the United States, and they do. They know exactly where we want to go. They have, you know, over a decade worth of digital data on us, on what our patterns are. Just like they know when we want to go for spring break, they're going to raise the prices for that. Their automated systems automatically kick up those prices, so they don't have to. They just sit back and basically rake in some extra money. Now, on the flip side of that, if you can actually sneak in your trip and leave, for example, December 15th or 16th, the prices jump dramatically on the 17th. So if you can sneak in a little bit before those automated systems kick in, you can also save some money as well.
Who do you think is primarily flying this time of year?
Yeah, it's certainly not business travelers, right? The business travel is winding down. The last 2 weeks of the year and the first week of next year will almost all be leisure people, people traveling home, as you mentioned, to grandmother's house, family, aunts and uncles. I know we're doing that as well. We have our father-in-law coming up. So I think it's mostly a time for family travel. And that also means that without the business travelers and without European travelers and Asian travelers that make the money, that's where airlines have to make their money, which is off of us leisure folks that usually do get a bit of a discount based on business travel rates.
And for those of us who have traveled during the Christmas holiday, you bring along the gifts. There must be an airline out there, I'm sure, that is thinking, boy, how can we gouge them with a gift fee or something?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple airlines, Frontier and Spirit, that actually tried to raise carry-on fees and bag fees for the holidays, what they called, high yield or high demand. A couple senators actually sent letters to the rest of the airlines to get them to basically say they wouldn't do that. But I guarantee you, if a bean counter thought they could get it through and it would bypass the senator filter. The senator filter is every time I get charged a bag fee, I put in new legislation to either have free bags or tax them, then we would see it. But I don't see that happening this holiday season.
Yeah. What advice do you have for folks traveling with a lot of baggage and a lot of gifts?
Sure. You know, as you
and you throw in the kids and it's like, holy Toledo, it's like a traveling circus.
It is. Let me throw in another one for you. About 15 to 20% of all flights are delayed and canceled that time of year. So you throw in the fact that one in five of us, you got a family of five, you can do the math, are going to be delayed and canceled. So that throws in another thing. So here's the thing to do. You have to make sure that you have this the correct flight. They're monkeying around with flight schedules all the time. A few days before, make sure that they haven't changed your schedule, haven't added a stop to your itinerary or whatnot. Then at the 24-hour mark, if you haven't got your seat assignment because you didn't want to pay ahead of time for that, go ahead and get your seat assignment. You'll get the best seats at that 24-hour mark when they release it. And at that same time, sign up for status alerts. Sign up for you so you know the next day or morning, depending on when you sign up. And actually for the people that are going to be meeting you, a lot of times people are meeting you at the other end through driving snowstorms when you're not actually flying. So you want to make sure you both have the best information. And once you have that good information, you have to have a backup plan. Am I going to head home if this doesn't work out? I want to look at the map of the U.S. Flight Stats has a great site you can check out. It shows you where the delays and cancels are starting in the morning. And just be prepared that, you know, one in five of us are going to have a long day. And it happens all the time.
Is it worth at all waiting any longer? Will I be able to get a flight at a reasonable price if I wait maybe a week before Christmas?
Yeah, there just aren't that many last minute deals anymore. You know, historically, when we during the recession, that wasn't the case. Right after 2008 fuel crisis and the recession in 2009 following, we saw some of these deals at the last minute when airlines really had some extra capacity. But airlines haven't added many seats. In fact, you know, if you look back 6 or 7 years ago and you looked up in the sky, there's about 12% fewer seats in the air that were flying. So these flights are completely full. If they had, you know, 30% empty like they would have had historically before 2008, we would see some of that, but we're just not going to see any of those last minute deals.
I guess in some ways that's a sign of a relatively strong economy.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's strong so much as it's not as tepid. You know, people have some extra income. They've had a kind of a good year when it comes to filling up their gas tanks on their car. They have a little extra income. Unfortunately, their salaries aren't up that much, and they're only flying a couple times a year. So I do believe there's some pent-up demand that's out there. But, you know, if the economy was bouncing along at 4% growth or something, airlines would even have to increase capacity because the demand would be way higher.
You know, you mentioned energy prices, their gas prices. Is there any sign at all that people are going to be driving to their destinations rather than, say, take that flight, that 500-mile flight? Maybe they'll end up driving this year.
Absolutely. In fact, over 80% of all travel to grandmother's house is going to be via car. And typically that's inside of 3 hours or approximately 180 miles of where you're heading to. So a lot of it's going to be driving, especially people are making that trade-off, right? If a 500-mile flight, if a plane goes 500 miles an hour, that's less than an hour flight. But I have four kids. I'm going to put them in the car. It, you know, I can get there and, you know, 3 or 4 hours, but if I go to the airport, I have an hour wait. I could be delayed or canceled. It's an hour to get there. It's a hassle to pick up my bags. It's just easier to drive in many cases. So many times, airlines are competing against drivers instead of other airlines.
He's Rick Cini, the head of FareCompare.com, trying to help us navigate our way to Grandma's house this year and trying to get a half-decent flight there without having to hand over our wallet and our 401k and our mortgage and everything else.
A firstborn child and the rest.
Exactly, yes. Rick, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, John.
And happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays as well.
Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.